every Saturday morning. We've certainly covered the gamut here at Rosie on the House. Here in the 10 o'clock hour, we're talking about our weekly article I'd like to talk a little bit about. It's converting the carport to a garage. But before I do, I was hit this week. Of course, I've already told you the consumer alert. Y'all need to be careful. If a company that names itself out of two colors of the rainbow call you and want to do energy audits at your house, just decline, okay? The other thing that we were overwhelmed with at the office is I'm going to read this one, but it could be duplicated 10 different times, the reason they're considering this remodeling. And I quote, "We're working with an architect, and he suggested we find a general contractor to help us through the design phase to get the final bid number," which is a great plan. That's a great strategy. He says, we are currently in a three-bedroom, two-bath, single-level home. We're looking to turn it into a six-bedroom, four-bath, two-level home, and we're up to conceptual drawings and would like to start working with someone to develop preliminary conceptual budgets, which is a great plan. Put your builder and your designer together early so something doesn't get designed that you can never afford to build. Start getting your estimates early. But, Tom, I can't tell you, this is one of about eight or nine I got just this week having to deal with some member of the family. This is being driven by a mother-in-law who's recently been widowed,
mm-hmm.
and she's coming back to live with the kids.
And this is, Jennifer put it very succinctly during the break, this is a wave of the future.
You know, absolutely.
We've got an aging population of baby boomers, and this is what's going to be happening. But it sounds like they're trying to double the size of their home.
Well, I have had time to talk to them on phone.
Mm-hmm.
They're living in a three-bedroom, two-bath, very crowded.
Okay.
So I think at the point they're going to create a master suite upstairs for the mother-in-law, they're thinking, let's gain a little elbow room for the rest of the crowd.
Gotcha.
That we've got in here.
Yeah.
I told him. I asked him. I called him. I said, "Will you open an orphanage?"
Yeah. Because, you know, when you say that, it makes more sense because initially I'm thinking, my gosh, why wouldn't you just sell that home and find a bigger one? Even find one that has an in-law home, you know,
yeah,
like
right,
a
right.
little cabin on the outside, you know, kind of thing.
When we take the roof off of a house and put a second story on it, we call them a pop top.
Uh-huh.
That's a pop top project.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
The other email we got this week was from someone up in the Desert Foothills area there around Anthem and area. And they had a little bit of property and they wanted to build a guest casita for their widowed mother-in-law who was coming back to the property.
Yeah.
And when I talk to them on the phone, and now with technology the way it is, I'll talk to people on the phone. I'll ask them, "Do you mind giving me your exact address while we're here on the phone?" And then I'll just go to Google Earth.
Yeah.
And I can see exactly what we're dealing with. Well,
right.
We've got the wash in the back that's going to shrink our building envelope. We're not going to be able to go quite as far back as you anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to limit our size. Once we get the size down, you know, you're going to put a little kitchen in there. You're going to put a little sitting area. You're going to put a bedroom and bathroom. It's going to be tough to do that in less than 350, 400 square foot.
Yeah.
Many casitas we do are 600 to 1,000 square feet.
Let me ask you, what does that do to your resale possibilities?
I think because it is going to be the huge wave of the future,
they
are going to be extremely valuable.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Buying something that's already done.
Mm-hmm.
So
it'll be more popular than granite countertops in the 2002.
But, you know, if we have to build a freestanding that's built of similar material that the house is built of and make it look like it's a part of the whole master plan concept.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about building in the neighborhood of $250 to $400 a square foot.
Yeah.
So this family I talked to up in Desert Foothills was, why don't you go shop for a modular, and let's see if we just can't plant it on site and then camouflage it to make it look as good as the house. And we're going to end up being able to do that for under $100 a square foot.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, so it's not site built, but, you know, modular homes, they're a good home. Especially if you have it built to your specifications.
Well, I'm in total agreement with you because if you know what you're doing, you won't know it's a modular home.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Set it on a foundation and get it connected to all the utilities and stuff. And properly executed the landscaping and the exterior veneer. I'll tell you, the other thing we're getting flooded with is requests for small jobs that other people can't take care of. So here's our future niche at Rosie on the House Remodeling. We're going to get, they're called granny pods.
Okay.
they're pre-manufactured.
Who came up with that name?
We're trying to talk about to them about their marketing
strategy. Yeah, they may need to come up. But they are medically designed.
Okay.
To accommodate the aging in place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Parent or grandparent that you're bringing back home.
Yeah.
And they're pre-manufactured, and they're drop-shipped, delivered to your house. You just need to be foundation prepared. That's the one segment we want to get niche identified in because it is going to be a huge wave of the future.
Yeah.
Last week I had a young guy, new house, call me, had a little repair he wanted done, and I said, man, that's so small. Email me the pictures. I'll bid it over the phone. If you like the price, I'll send the guys out with the material. We did the whole thing by photograph and phone calls.
Wow.